97.7 WIRX, WIRX.com, the money.
Out of the songs, the into the songs. What'd you go to radio school over the weekend?
Mighty Metallica. Yeah.
I learned
a thing or two, right? Finally, after 15
years.
You
got in trouble or something. You got an email from the boss, like, hey, you need to shape up here. Yeah,
shape up, buddy boy, all right? We will fire you before the holidays if you don't shape up. I'm like, all right, fine. Fine. Here we go. You want to see it? Here it comes. I'm even standing while I'm doing my show. It's insane. That's not true. I'm sitting.
It's a bit much.
I mean, comfy shoe. I got my studio slippers on. I'm feeling good. Anyway, 6:25, the Plan B Morning Show. Let's get to it, your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you are feeling
thirsty,
you're not going to be thirsty because guess what? You stocked up, son.
All right, I think I'm a little bit organized here. I'm going to
not.
I know. Dude, trust me. You try. There's a lot of stuff that happened over this weekend that you're trying. I should have talked. Then you got to weigh it out.
Doing my eyes closed.
Oh, shut up. Get out of here. Anyway, last night's game. Colts beat the 49ers 30-18. I'm going to rip through some scores here. Falcons beat the Dolphins 30-28. Bengals beating the Ravens 41-17. Chiefs losing to the Titans 3-27. Going to be talking about that here in just a second. Eagles losing to the Raiders 22-33. Your Bears over there in Chicago losing to yours truly, Mr. Brady. The Bucs 38-3. Crazy game over the weekend, and there was a milestone hit that game that we'll be talking about. Panthers losing to the Giants 3-25. Brock, your Packers beating the Washington football teams 24-10. Real quick, just how'd you feel? What do you think?
First of all, Washington, they're a good team, man. That Heineke. Dude, give him some
play, dude.
He's a hell. One, he can run. I don't like how much he can run. Of course, our defense is like, you know, Swiss cheese, man. We got holes all over it. But you like that? You like that? painted a picture. I'm a little bit of a wordsmith.
I was going to just say that. Dude, your Packers look good. Rodgers flinging that ball, man.
They do.
Really, he's got that little flick at the end of his throw that I really
are
like.
They a championship team this year? I think the weakness
depends
in our
on
the
defense.
That's and that's always been. The only reason I will say we won the Super Bowl back in 2010 was because Rodgers and his offense were able to score like 45 points a game. Defense wins championships. End of story. End of story. I don't care what anyone says.
If they fix that, they're dangerous.
It's tough.
They're dangerous.
Yeah.
No.
But just a side note, because I won't ramble on. I love the game. It was a great game. But Washington, definitely going to be a force to be reckoned with. They got a good defense. Heineke's a hell of a young quarterback.
Dude, it's like all the QBs now can really play.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, bring it, man. Bring it.
So, yeah, all right. Good recap of that game. Wanted to give you just a little bit of time there. Jets losing to the Patriots 13-54. Damn.
What?
Yeah, dude. Massacre over there. Lions losing to the Rams in a QB switch game. Each QB got to see some of their old players and some of their own team. I'm going to be talking about that here in a second. But that game was 19-28 in Rams' favor. Cardinals beat the Texans yesterday 31-5. Cardinals still just playing phenomenal. Phenomenal football. All right, let's get back to the Detroit Rams game. Stafford passed for 334, three touchdowns against his former team. Ramsey made an end zone interception 5 minutes left in the Rams' 28-19 victory over Goff and winless Detroit on Sunday. All right, here we go. So I said last week, I've always been a Detroit fan. It's just I've never really like watched them. I've never like really felt bad when they lost. I mean, it's my Michigan team, of course.
Yeah.
I got a lot of teams I like, and Detroit's one of them. But here we go. This is what I'm going to say. I'm wearing something Detroit pretty much every day now until they win.
Oh.
You heard it right here.
In solidarity of the team and the winless Detroit Lions, you are going to wear a Detroit Lions
every one of you out there, every one of you people out there should be doing the exact same. Just saying. This team needs us. It's still a football team, dude. Come on. You know what sucks? Dude, they can win 28-19. One score away.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, legit against a very good 6-1 LA Rams team. 28-19. The Lions still 0-7. Well, they're 0-7 now. And just barely 0-7. Dude, each game is like a touchdown. It's a field goal. It's an interception.
It's been close. A lot of heartbreaking losses. You know, Hunter, I will give you credit. I will give you credit for standing with the Lions. I'm excited to see what you're wearing. So, are you wearing it like every day? Is that kind of the thing?
I'll wear something every day.
Oh, you know, your wife's gonna love that. That's gonna be great.
Podcast after show podcast, you'll see. I'll have some gear on. I'm gonna go get some.
I like that. I do, and it'll be interesting to see. Who knows? Maybe you'll luck out and you'll have to wear it for a week. Maybe their win is coming. I will point out that the Detroit Lions hold the distinct honor of being the only NFL team to have two winless seasons. The only team to have ever done that. And right now, they're leaning towards...
Why are you bringing that up? They're already down. Why are you bringing that up?
I'm trying to light a fire under their ass, all right? They got to do something.
Well, they already should have a fire under their ass because... Come on. You should be a fan, too. I don't want to hear it, Brock. Go Lions. Hey, real quick, yesterday during that game, 300 career passing touchdowns. Mr. Stafford, 13th player in NFL history to reach this milestone.
Nice.
So, dude, Stafford playing some football, man. So, go Lions. Go.
I like it. I'm excited
Lions.
I'm excited to see how this plays out. I'm very excited.
All right, moving on real quick. Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes helped off the field after taking a knee to the head late Sunday's 27-3 blowout to the Tennessee Titans.
What?
By the way, Tennessee Titans, no joke. Derrick Henry, no joke, dude. He has 99 stats across the board. I think he threw a touchdown yesterday, dude.
Hell of a player, but Tennessee, obviously very good. We need to focus on the fact what happened to the Kansas City Chiefs.
People aren't like I said, people aren't scared of him anymore. They have a scheme to stop Mahomes and Tyreek Hill, and people are just copying that exact defensive scheme.
Yesterday,
I don't know if you saw the hit yesterday. Dude, he straight up took a knee to the chest.
No.
Into his head. And, like, they zoomed up on him as he, like, fell down. And you could tell. He had that look on his face.
That
Yeah, it's like when a boxer gets knocked out and he's just kind of, like, looking off into the distance, like, trying to gather himself. Like, oh, dude, no.
Yeah.
It was just a sad ending. You don't want to see that, man, especially Mahomes, dude. But,
He had that Krispy Kreme look, glazed. Is that what it was?
Yeah, glazed, Krispy Kreme.
You got Krispy
helped
Kreme,
off the
son.
Field. I feel bad. Dude, you haven't seen Patrick Mahomes more frustrated than he has ever been this year on his face. Usually, he's just flying around, smiling, having a good time, just basically doing anything he wants. Dude, more so turning on him on this year and watching him just a few quarters. I'm like, dude, you can tell, you see in his face, he's struggling a little bit.
It's tough, man. You go from literally being like the future of football. I'm not saying that like they're garbage. It's not.
Don't piss them off.
No,
I mean, dude,
it's true.
If they really like buckled down, we're talking about the Chiefs here, Super Bowl winners, man.
Yeah.
So.
Well, for sure.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes, man, he got cleared. He got cleared for concussion protocol. They just didn't put him back in because, well, they were losing so badly and they didn't want to risk anything more. So that's the update on Mr. Mahomes there. All right, last story real quick. Yesterday, Tom Brady became the first quarterback in NFL history to throw 600 career touchdown passes. Tossed number 600 during Tampa Bay's victory over the Bears. Put this achievement in some sort of context. Only three other quarterbacks have even gotten to 500 touchdowns. Drew Brees with 571, Peyton Manning with 539, Brett Favre with 508. Dude, it's insane. It's insane, bro. And he's still playing. He's 700. It's not out of reach.
Yeah.
Yesterday, dude, Clock. I'm sorry, you Bears fans, man. And I enjoy the Bears too. But damn, dude, you could just see it in Justin Fields' face after the first two scores. It's like, damn. What did I sign up for? Hey, it's just that the Bucs, dude, clockwork.
That's what it is. It's systematic football. It's very hard to beat. It's 10 plays done really well can be more effective than 50 plays done average. You know what I mean?
And they're without Gronk, and they're without Antonio Brown right now.
Yeah.
And it's just it doesn't stop. Train doesn't stop, dude.
Their defense, too, is just so mean.
It's like, phenomenal. It's
good
but,
God.
Dude, their offense is just as good. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Their offense is just as good as their defense. So, yeah, dude, an incredible feat yesterday. Mr. Tom Brady. Becoming the first quarterback. I know, this hurts you bad, doesn't it, Brock? First quarterback in NFL history. Throw 600 career touchdown passes.
It doesn't because anybody realizes that He's just got the numbers because he's been playing a long time. That doesn't mean he's the best. It just doesn't mean he's the best.
How many more records does this guy have every week?
He has been surrounded by amazing teams. Not saying he's a bad quarterback, but it's one of those. It's one of those that
there was a stat last night to where he had 5 incompletions in a row. And it was he tied the record, his all-time record of having the most incompletions in a row or something. And it was only 5. He has never incompleted more than 5 times in a row in his whole career.
I'm sure
that's insane.
I'm sure there's plenty of other quarterbacks that haven't done that either. That's not that big of a stat.
No, there's not.
It's easy to do when you're only throwing 5-yard outs. It's pretty easy to do.
600 career touchdowns.
My daughter could make some of the throws that Tom Brady makes. Like, oh, I'm gonna throw it quick.
It hurts you bad. Hey, you know, Brett Favre, he was all right. He was all right. He got 508.
Yeah.
Playing for Green Bay, you know, he's all right. 508.
Yeah.
Not 600.
Yeah, 600. Easy to do when you can throw the ball 5 yards and then
nearly 100 more touchdowns.
When you throw it 5 yards and then your receiver runs it 90 yards for the touchdown. It's, oh, he made the, what an amazing throw. There's another one for Tom Brady. He did the easiest part of that whole thing. It's fine. I don't want to get into it. That's not worth it. Not worth it.
Yes.
All right, we have gone on way too. Do you have anything else? Because we have got to go. I just realized we've been talking for like 10 minutes. So
there you go. That's
good,
your sports.
Good enough. All right, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rockin' Show with Brock and Hunter.
Too hot, you can take it off.
Too hot, you can take it off. The way your booty pop make me like, yeah.
Too hot. It's like the Halloween man.
Yeah.
Getting too hot. You got to take it. Hey, by the way, fun fact here real quick before we get into sports. Michael Myers, the original mask for the first Halloween film, is actually a repainted William Shatner mask. They just cut the eye holes out a little bit more.
Why did they have William Shatner masks laying around
there?
That's crazy. It's weird.
Dude, you know what's funny is it looks nothing like William Shatner.
Well, maybe not painted up all white, but maybe.
No, still, the original mask. I'm looking at the original William Shatner mask. No.
This mask looks nothing like me. There's no way anyone would buy that this is Captain Kirk. Anyway,
did you just see a video, too, that was Shatner talking about it?
Yeah, they have some audio of the people talking about, like, the mask that they used. And I don't know, I didn't watch the whole thing, but. He's got to get some residuals from that, right? His likeness, you'd think. But,
you know? It's his face all over those.
Who knows, man? Who knows? But all right, enough of that. We got enough to cover here. We can't be talking about Michael Myers' face. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So when you're watching your sports action, you're all set. You're stocked up, man. Ready to go.
A lot of it over the weekend, man. Some crazy football happening, man. Colts yesterday beating the 49ers 30-18. We're going to run through some scores here real quick, and then we'll talk about a few things. Falcons beat the Dolphins 30-28. 41-17, Bengals over the Ravens. Chiefs losing to the Titans 3-27. We'll kind of hit on that here in a second.
Geez.
Dude, what is going on over there in Kansas City? Eagles losing to the Raiders 22-33. Buccaneers beating the Bears yesterday 38-3. Brady hitting a milestone there. We'll talk about that a little bit. Giants beating the Panthers 25-3. Whitley, well, what is going on with your Panthers? They were so good in the beginning of the season, and something happened. I don't know. Packers, Brock, your Packers beating the Washington football team yesterday 24-10 in that 1 o'clock game series there. Dude, telling you, Rodgers looking good. You pissed him off the first week, and now look. It was 6 in a row, man. Or was it 6 or 7 in a row?
There's 6 in a row. So, yeah.
6 in a row.
Yep, 6-1, man.
Dude, if the Packers fix their defense, look out, dude.
Yep.
I'm telling you.
Contenders like, for sure, either way. So
do the Swiss cheese thing again. That was kind of funny last
time. Oh, yeah, their defense, it's like Swiss cheese. It's full of holes, man. Stupid.
Swiss cheese. Jets losing to the Patriots, dude. 13-54. A massacre over there in New England. Lions nearly beating the Rams. I want to put it that way because, you know what? I'm wearing Lions gear until they win. 19-28. Just one score away. Dude, Stafford throwing his 300th career touchdown. He's 13th to ever do it in the NFL. crazy game there yesterday. Dude, like I said, you Lions fans, just every week, it's a fumble, it's an interception, it's right down there to the end.
Close stuff, for sure.
I said this last hour, and I'm going to say it again this hour. I am a new, reborn fan. Like, I've always been a fan of the Lions, but I've always known that, like, hey, you can't just, like, put full faith into this team because you're just going to be depressed, you know? So, but now they're going to win, dude. Let's go. I mean, not because of me, but I'm wearing a shirt. I'm wearing something, some type of gear until they do. So
just give me something, man,
Come on, for God's sakes. They deserve it. They really do. And every one of you out there should be a fan of the Lions, too. Come on. So there you go. Cardinals, dude, continuing to kick some ass. 31-5, beating the Texans yesterday. Crazy game. Cardinals and your Packers next week. Actually, for Thursday night football, Red texted me and wanted to say and wanted me to give a shout-out to the Cardinals and give you a little hell for next week's matchup.
Okay, fine.
Thursday night football, Packers and Cardinals. And, dude, that's going to be a great, great, great matchup.
Yeah, when the Packers.
Even Rodgers was talking about it post-game yesterday after the game. They were going to interview him. And he's excited for it. You can tell he's laughing. He's kind of chuckling, you know. We got to play good. Yeah. So, moving on. Anyway. Thought you had something there.
No, I'm going to be good. I like Red too much to be a jerk, so I'll let it go.
Yeah, and don't piss Red off. Yeah. Kick your ass.
And murder me.
Moving on, Mahomes, dude, yesterday. This is almost sad, dude. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes helped off the field after taking a knee to the head late in Sunday's 27-3 loss blowout to the Tennessee Titans. Derrick Henry just absolutely, dude, 99 stance all across the board. The dude's an absolute beast. With that being said, dude, Mahomes, man, I'm starting to feel bad. You could see in his face the frustration. I don't know what's going on. I think defenses are just kind of getting pretty keen to what they do, you know, and the defensive schemes are kind of shutting them down. And it's weird to see a struggle on Mahomes' face. And then that knee, it was more of a knee to the chest, and then it drug up to his head. But, man, it was bad. It scorpioned him. So he was getting tackled forward, and the knee hit his chest and bent him backwards, Brock. Ugh.
Yeah,
you can tell he looked like a boxer that just got knocked out. You know, that gaze, you know, you're like, oh, no.
That's a good way to kind of sum up the season so far for the Chiefs. It has been a rough go. I'm pretty sure this is the first time in Mahomes' starting career that they've started off with a losing record.
We're talking about high school. We're talking about his entire career.
Jeez.
This is the first time you see this guy just like, what? Wait a second. They figured me out, kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, it's Mahomes. Don't piss them off too much because they're an NFL Super Bowl winning team, and that's the dude that led them. So, yeah. Anyway, Mahomes, man, he got cleared for protocol, cleared him for concussion. So he's good. They just didn't put him back in yesterday because why would they? Yeah. Why risk it? So, last story here. Yesterday, Tom Brady became the first quarterback in NFL history to throw 600 career touchdown passes. Toss number 600 during the Tampa Bay Buccaneers victory over the Bears. You Bears fans out there, man, I know. I feel you. I feel you. You could see it in Justin Fields' face yesterday. They kept flat. Why do they keep doing that? Like when a quarterback's down, it's like they love to put him on the TV all the time, you know? They kept flashing over to Fields, and he's just kind of sitting there on the sideline, just like, dude, towel on his head, just like, what's going on? But anyway, achievement, kind of put this achievement in some sort of context. Three other quarterbacks have even gotten to 500 touchdowns. Drew Brees with 571, Peyton Manning 539, Brett Favre with 508.
Well, just going to what you said before, Stafford has 300. He has half right now at this point.
Dude. I mean, yeah. Dude, look at Stafford. I mean, granted, he did play for the Lions for a while. I mean, he might have a little more than 300 if he started somewhere else, but I mean, to put that in context, Stafford whips the ball, dude, and he's been in the NFL for quite some time.
For everyone wondering if it was an amazing pass, it was about 10 yards for the touchdown, so, you know.
It was a sick pass. He whipped it in there. Who was it, Mike Evans?
Mike Evans
get it?
So Brady doing what he does best, throws the ball 10 yards, and he gets all the
dude, you know what's funny, though? Shut up. What are you talking about? You got to throw it into the end zone anyway. Shit. No, he threw it into the end zone. Anyway, Mike Evans, dude, scored the touchdown, runs to the sideline, wham, throws a ball up into the stands. And, like, even the announcer's like, no, no, no. What is he doing?
Brady
what is
he doing? I was watching. He had to negotiate with the fan to get the ball back.
So, dude, they had, like, the AD, the athletic director, somebody go over there. And, like, you could, they kept, it took them a full commercial. They kept negotiating. The guy didn't give him the ball at first.
Yeah.
And I think he, like, negotiated with, like, a signed jersey. And they promised him something else or something.
Yeah.
But even the announcers are like, dude, do you have any idea? That's $1 million ball.
Yeah.
Like that guy has no idea. It was funny hearing the announcers kind of talk
about $1 million ball, maybe like a couple grand.
Dude, million. They were saying
$1 million ball.
$1 million ball, bro. That's 600. That's the only one.
But ridiculous. Ridiculous. Mahomes is going to pass
$2 million,
that possibly.
$3 million. Yeah, $3 million ball. Yeah. But he got it back. So
if I was that guy, I would have popped it right in front of him. Like, what do you think about that?
Popped it.
Yeah, yeah. F you, Tom Brady. Yeah. Anyway.
That's pretty funny.
All right. Do you have anything else major? Because, again, we've gone way too long. So
no, I just wanted to end it on Tom Brady. Yep. 600 career touchdown. I know it right. It hurts you.
Really, really launched it, too. It did one of those another massive Tom Brady there, throws, dude. You know.
Whipped it in there.
All right. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.